Honestly, guys, I'm almost speechless. This has to be some of the best results for any of the tools that we have tested out on this show. I know they're only 5-second clips and it's super early days with this Pika Swap, but as far as in painting and video goes and like object motion tracking, I seriously cannot get over how good this looks. I 100% did not expect the results to be this good with this watch. Okay, navigators, I absolutely cannot wait to share tonight's episode with you guys. I'm so excited to get this posted. I've already gone ahead and recorded the demo of our tool that we're going to be talking about tonight. And this is another feature that's coming from Pika Labs called Pika Swaps. And we touched on Pika Labs for the first time recently when they released Pika Additions, which allowed you to add elements to your videos using images. And that's essentially what this new feature that we're talking about tonight is doing, except with a direct swapping application within the video. Honestly, it is my absolute favorite AI feature and tool right now, not because it's so mind-blowing and mind-bending about what it might necessarily mean as far as changing the course of work or changing the course of humanity, which sometimes are the topics that we wander into here on the AI Marketing Navigator, despite me trying not to go off on those tangents. But it is my favorite right now because I think these are the type of experiences and the type of tools that are super easy, super straightforward, but super powerful and impactful. These are going to drive AI adoption through the roof. And I really think that AI adoption will drive AI progress. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about the feature Pika Swaps, but I don't want to waste any more time than I have to because I cannot wait again for you guys to see the demos and start trying this tool out for yourself. So again, this tool allows you to seamlessly swap or modify elements within your videos. They don't have to be AI generated, but if you use AI generated assets in the tool, it becomes even more powerful for generating AI videos and then swapping out elements in that video with AI generated images. I used a couple of AI generated images in our demos tonight. And when they say seamlessly swap or modify elements, I can't really describe to you guys just how realistic the results look to me, especially in our early examples and especially with just minutes of work. All you have to do is upload or generate a video, select the area you want to swap out using a brush or using text, and the text selection works just as well as the brush, which is a really great natural user experience. You can then either text prompt or provide a reference image to the model in addition to the text prompt to tell the model how you want to swap out the element in your video, and then AI does that swap, and voila, you get your result. And again, I'm going to try not to hype it up too much, but I'm just super, super impressed with the results. It's going to become pretty apparent pretty quickly for you guys, especially you marketers out there. The marketing and the content creation and the advertising use cases, especially when it comes to product marketing and product advertising of a tool like this. We talk about it a little bit during the demo that you're going to see here in a minute. The ability to do things like change outfits dynamically in videos or change products dynamically in videos. Just do incredible, incredible effects in your content creation in general. Product marketing and product advertising aside, this is a true democratization of really, really incredible video editing and video effect features. And when you layer this type of tool and this type of technology onto marketing concepts like personalization, especially personalization at scale, especially when you can swap individual elements in videos based on people's preferences or what you think they want to see, everybody truly gets a personalized video that's really, really realistic. And the implications and the impact potentially here are just so fun to consider. Okay, let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the demo and check out just what this tool is capable of. Okay, so let's dive into the demo of the feature. Here we're looking at the Pika.art home screen, where right away I got this alert about Pika Swaps being introduced. You can see a couple examples here if you're watching along on video, where they're swapping out a variety of video elements for several distinct images. And I wanted to share this because I think it does the best job of kind of explaining the tool. They say right here, real footage with unreal surprises. Replace any part of your video for something entirely new by swapping in an object from one of your photos or describing what you want to see. So you can immediately just hop in and try it yourself, which we're going to do in a minute. But they also have this explore templates option. And if there's anything I love, it's a good template to help get me started using a new feature or a new tool. So let's take a look at what these explore templates feature. And if you remember our earlier episode on Pika.ai, they have a really nice template library organized by the type of feature or the type of effect that you're doing, whether it's a Pika addition, which we demoed in our last episode, a Pika scene or a Pika effect. And then here is the new one, the Pika Swaps. And at the top of the library, they have a variety of Pika Swaps in here right away. A couple of them that we saw from the example. For instance, here's that lava one that we saw from the example, where we have a traditional highway or bridge highway with a stream of flowing lava underneath it. Here we have something swapped out with a balloon model of some flowers. So I'm going to go ahead and click get started with Pika Swaps and we can demo this tool. And for anybody watching along on video, right away they gave us a prompt to upload our video here and they give us a little bit of a guidance. They say have a specific vision, upload one of your photos and swap it in for your selection. Otherwise, use a text prompt. And they actually give you an example text prompt here. It says swap the original object with a completely new object. The new object should vary in multiple attributes, such as color, style, visual appearance, and much more. Be creative. So that is the starter prompt that they give you. Okay, so I have uploaded my video. I just used a video of my arm using the mouse, moving around a little bit. And I thought I'd try my hand at visual effects, and we'll see if I can use Pika Swaps to swap this zombie arm with my arm in the video. Fun fact, when I tried to generate this image in Canva, I only got about 2 or 3 of the results of the typically like 10 to 12 results I try and generate because Canva thought too many of those zombie arms went against their video generation policies. So just an example of what you can and can't do in some of these generators. For instance, I would imagine that Grok 3 and XAI, you would be able to generate any variety of zombie arms for better or worse. I just said swap the arm in the video with the arm from the photo. Full disclosure, this is the very first attempt with the Pika Swaps, but I always like to share those with you guys so you can kind of see what these tools are able to do on a one-shot, first attempt type basis. So let's go ahead and generate and see what happens. And pretty quickly right away, it spit out a little error at me that said something went wrong. And I realized I forgot to do an entire step where you select the brush tool here and you actually brush or select the element in the video that you want to swap out. So I've done that with our arm in our video here. So let's try and generate again. Stand by. Okay, and there you have it. I am absolutely blown away for a first shot attempt at this tool. If you're watching along on video right now, you can see just how well and creatively it mapped that zombie arm image to the arm in our video. I now consider myself a visual effects expert because we literally did that in a matter of minutes. You can imagine all the time and education and work that typically would have had to go into creating an effect like that. As far as results in our tools go, Pika AI is very quickly becoming one of my favorite, and I really am just super impressed and floored with this result in our video. The only limits truly are your imagination in the case of Pika Swaps. I cannot wait to see some of these swaps that are certainly going to be popping up. Definitely share your swaps in the comments if you guys are using this tool. Now, let's try a couple more swaps, but with some more marketing focus for all you marketing navigators out there. Okay, let's do some like product-based videos now. In this example, I went ahead and I grabbed a photo of that watch that Tom Brady was wearing during the Super Bowl. If any of you watched the Super Bowl, you may have caught the highlight of the incredible watch that Tom Brady decided to wear for his Super Bowl broadcast. Anyway, I thought I'd use that for our example watch and try and swap that out with my Apple Watch in the video. And this can kind of demonstrate some of the amazing product video use cases that this tool enables. So let's go ahead and generate and see if we get an equally impressive result with the watch. Honestly, guys, I'm almost speechless. This has to be some of the best results for any of the tools that we have tested out on this show. I know they're only 5-second clips and it's super early days with this Pika Swap, but as far as in painting and video goes and like object motion tracking, I seriously cannot get over how good this looks. I 100% did not expect the results to be this good with this watch. Okay, one more example here, and honestly, I'm having to cut myself short because I would have way too much fun creating these examples tonight and I have to get this episode published. So I'm gonna try and crank out one more marketing example here where we turn one of my wife's mini tumblers into a fancy bottle of champagne or something like that. And then we'll do one more fun one with the tumbler as well and try and turn it into something wacky, wild, or scary. But first, let's just do the marketing use case. And I also just noticed that you don't have to use the brush to select the object in the video. You can also use the text. So let's try doing that right now. I'm gonna say the green tumbler on the desk. And now I have my image added in my prompt, swap the green tumbler on the desk with the champagne from the picture. And I've said the green tumbler on the desk as my selection here instead of using the brush. So let's see how those results compare to the brush and we'll see if they're equally as impressive. Again, I cannot emphasize how mind-blowing these results have been. Let's go ahead and generate. Okay, and there you have it. Once again, almost a perfect swap with this champagne bottle. And I have to say, by far, some of the most fun and one of the easiest use cases as far as right out of the box, being able to do some really, really incredible stuff in very little time and with very little skill. And I think the more that this gets shared and spread, these are the type of use cases, these are the type of moments that will drive adoption through the roof. I, for one, cannot wait for people to start seeing these effects that are done with Pika swaps and creating their own. And this is really only the beginning of this type of technology. Okay, let's do one more fun example. Let's swap out the tumbler now with something like a bubbling, oozing vial of potion or something like that and see what the prompt does with that. Okay, let's do that. Okay, here we go with our last example. And also, I'm leaving the green tumbler on the desk as far as describing what we want to modify with text because it worked flawlessly the first time. And I think it's a little bit easier than using the brush as far as just communicating what you want to be done to the image. So I'm just going to leave that. I've got my prompt going. Let's generate this one as well. I am fully expecting this one to be equally as fun and impressive as the first three. Let's take a look. Okay, and there is our last generation. I got a little funky with the potion and the liquid, so it did a little bit of a wacky thing with that. But again, I am absolutely blown away by the results of Pika swaps. I literally have to cut myself short tonight because all I want to do is come up with better, funnier, more creative examples of how to use this feature. I think as far as the potential future use cases for a technology like this, especially when you can extend out the length of the video, as far as marketing and content marketing go, as far as democratizing really amazing effects in videos for video creators. And again, just the product advertising and video advertising use cases alone are pretty mind-blowing. Honestly, Pika AI winning huge points with the AI Marketing Navigator tonight. Not that they likely care or need it, but man, I am absolutely loving the Pika Swaps feature. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.